Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 8 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, A Bruised Reed He Will Not Break. Max Lucado once wrote, "It stood with assurance, head held high on strong stalk. But that was before the careless bump, the harsh rain. Now it's bruised, bent, weakened. It seeks gentle fingers to straighten and not break. It needs a firm touch to heal and not to hurt. Tender power, soft strength. Is there such a hand?" Our text for today is from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 4. "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law." Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would bring forth justice, but a bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will quench, verse 3. Matthew quotes this statement in Matthew 12:20. Thus, both the Old Testament and New Testament highlight the compassion with which Jesus justifies. Max Lucado paints a beautiful picture with words that describe Isaiah's prophecy and apply it to our daily life. Is there anything more frail than a bruised reed? Look at the bruised reed at the water's edge. A once slender and tall stalk of sturdy river grass, it is now bowed and bent. Are you a bruised reed? Was it so long ago that you stood so tall, so proud? You were upright and sturdy, nourished by the waters and rooted in the riverbed of confidence. Then something happened. You were bruised by harsh words, by a friend's anger, by a spouse's betrayal, by your own failure, by religion's rigidity. And you were wounded, bent ever so slightly, your hollow reed once erect, now stooped, and hidden in the bulrush. And the smoldering wick on the candle, is there anything closer to death than a smoldering wick? Once a flame, now flickering and failing, still warm from yesterday's passion, but no fire. Not yet cold, but far from hot. Was it that long ago you blazed with faith? Remember how you illuminated the path? Then came the wind. The cold wind, the harsh wind. They said your ideas were foolish. They told you that your dreams were too lofty. The constant wind wore down upon you. Oh, you stood strong for a moment, or maybe a lifetime. But the endless blast whipped your flickering flame, leaving you one pinch away from darkness. The bruised reed and the smoldering wick. Society knows what to do with you. The world has a place for the beaten. The world will break you off. The world will snuff you out. But the artists of Scripture proclaim that God won't. painted on canvas after canvas, is the tender touch of a Creator who has a special place for the bruised and weary of the world. A God who is the friend of the wounded heart. A God who is the keeper of your dreams. That's the theme of the New Testament. As you look through Scripture, you will notice bruised reeds straightened and smoldering wicks ignited. Here's just a short list of people who come to mind. Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Samson, Jeremiah, Hannah, Elijah, Ruth, Peter, John, so on and so on. You can add your name to that list. Let Isaiah's words about Jesus encourage you today. Christ is a tender and compassionate Savior who knows just how to strengthen and sustain you through your most difficult circumstances. Some questions to consider. Has there been a time in your life when you felt like a bruised reed? How did Jesus rescue you? Have there been times in your life when you felt like your fire for Jesus was barely burning? How did God rekindle your flame for Him? And finally, why is it encouraging to know that the God who brings justice is also tenderhearted and full of compassion? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.